that turn off video?
Yeah, better turn off the video. So, there we are. Good evening. This is kind of impromptu. Let's just turn off Blue Monday there. And, yeah, I'm here on the line with our dear friend, Brett Stillings, William Brett Stillings, and, we're, musing over an old friend of his. So, do you want to take it away? How you doing?
Sure. Good. How you doing, JP? Or, chat person sent Abomination is in hiding in Tahiti. And it's kind of interesting. We kind of knew he was going to leave the states. He couldn't even stay in the in D.C. or in the District of Columbia, which isn't a state, for safety. If people remember back about 5-6 months ago, he appeared on TV. Says you know, to some questions, to said, "Well, I think I'm going to stay in the D.C. because you know the kid's going to school, and it's so hard to get kids in another school." Oh yeah, right. It's called like one of the easiest freaking things in the world, especially when you make the kind of money for just residing in the White House. And because basically he can't be in any other state. In fact, looking at the fact, you know, how did he even get there? You know, what private plane did he get on? Or, he gets to Tahiti, right? Hiding out. And, basically he can't go into any other state. When was the last time anybody saw him in another state? In the last 5 months? When? You know?
I have no idea.
No.
So he did this kind of big hop skip thing, you know, across to, did he go to Chicago first, you know, his old haunting ground, and then, to Warren Buffett in Omaha. And, you know, then he went to, I think, California, and then he went across to...
Was it a sexual favor he owed to,
possibly, you know, just like, here we go, you know, I owe you this one. And, and
Warren Buffett says, thank you.
This is classic. So that's very interesting. And, so he's on the run and, we all seem to have been seeing this. So what do you think? Is it just completely rats in a sack, every man for himself? What I said in the chat room, you know, cause there's these three little nuggets. There's this lawsuit that, the actual father of, the supposed Obama children, there's a guy saying, they're my kids. Can I have them back now? And then, Big Mike is, sort of on Big Island somewhere, posing as a woman. And then, they, you know, Obama leaves them and, flies to Tahiti, which apparently
leaves the kids.
Yeah. Everybody in Hawaii. Bye. I'm off.
Abandoned ship.
Yeah. That's right. Well, you know, end of team. Well, you know, the kids can go back to their normal lives, whatever that's going to be. And, I don't know, maybe, Michelle will take up singing somewhere in some club.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's always the RuPaul Drag Race show.
So anyway, apart from being rude about your former, I mean, it's really sad.
I'm not being rude. Michelle Abomination is a transvestite. I mean, come on, you and I have been down this road. Mm. You pointed out, I pointed out, there's never been any baby pictures. There won't be. There's no pictures of her pregnant. There's one faked pillow scene. No in the hospital birth, no camera, no nothing. Nothing. Borrowed kids, the original father coming back, asking for the kids back. You know, transvestites are really big in the Democrat world. They're big. RuPaul Drag Race, funny show. Funny show. It is funny. It really is. Hey, guess what, JP?
What?
You would never guess where I work now.
Let me just have a guess. It's to do with children in some way.
No.
All right, I'm wrong.
No.
Go on.
I'm as good
at RV as you are. you know, men is the time in when Will used to call me up and said, yeah, you're wearing red. No, I'm wearing blue. Okay. it's like that old song, you know, oh yes, I remember it well. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, for your listeners, anyone who knows me is going to flip out, but I work for JPL.
Jack Parsons Laboratory.
Yes.
So how's the old the Black Magical working going?
Well, we floated a few priests and one nun on the ceiling for a couple hours and spun them around. The priest got whiplash. Going good. Doing a typical class three out there. The parking there is what I said it to you and to other people 4 or 5 years ago. What would be a nightmare, would be a complete nightmare. And there is, prank shows where people like, situational things where they like completely like fill up a grocery store all of a sudden, or, you throw cars in a parking lot or something where nobody can find anything. This is worse than a prank TV show. Their parking is so bad. They, I can't talk about it anymore as to why, but, they're parking. Everyone is having to park at JPL, if anyone can read between the lines.
Right. So lines have been read. Are you up to your usual tricks of using, lensing and polishing and stuff like that?
A little bit. I've gone back to collecting, I found a great use for CRTs and old style projection TVs, where the lenses are kind of fun, some effects where, they're fun. They have kind of the shape, you would be looking for, the inside of the old style projection TVs. And, with the old CRTs, the cabinet ones, not the projectors.
Are these they were like a kind of Star Trek console thing, big wooden, thing about, 5 feet
high.
Yeah,
the lenses in there are, very much kind of protruding, donut shape, kind of the same shape you'd see on a disc if you sliced it in half.
Indeed.
And, it's really kind of, I gotta get a new, signal generator. Gotta get a, 100 megahertz, generator, and gotta get a, gotta get a few things.
So that's, bit of equipment. Are you gonna have a Patreon page or something?
Huh?
You have a Patreon page. You know, yeah. As Patreon, you can raise funds for your projects.
Oh, I don't need to. This stuff is going to be pretty cheap to purchase and stuff.
Huh. Well, I thought 100 megahertz is not going to be, that's not going to be hard to get. I blew one of those up a couple of weeks ago myself.
Yeah.
I gave it 12 volts. You know, I never knew that like a 9-volt thing just couldn't take 12 volts. Who'd have thought? You know, you'd think you'd be able to overvoltage it by a third at least. No, bam, big smelly thing. Oh, that was very nice. Chinese.
Yeah. You pop the caps in those.
Yeah.
Those caps will pop and,
That's really busy behind you. Yeah. Are you shooting that on a busy junction where an accident is about to happen?
No. This is probably an ambulance for somebody talking into their iPad. Doing a radio show. Yeah, it amazes me, society is just really something. The Democrats are just shameless. Have you noticed how shameless they are? I mean, are you there?
Yeah. You know, I've got this theory that, you know, everything seems to be going the right way. And, you know, Hillary looked very worried and Wiener was being squeezed and everybody was being squeezed. And then suddenly Hillary comes out again. And it's like, she's obviously pulled some stop. You know, she's pulled out some trick, something that is like, oh no, Dr. Evil has found her next secret hidden weapon, you know, her Wunderwaffe, you know. So she's used time travel to nobble people and things like that.
Yeah. She's traversed distance quickly. If you remember back in 2008 and stuff, She reports for being in two places at once. Saying there's a clone. And I'm like, but this isn't that case. This is something else.
Yeah. And you were talking about, Air Force One being, the recipient of one of these generators.
It can send out, receive it. It's there, you know, worst case scenario. They pop. You know who in there, Trump, whomever, and they end up someplace, some safe place.
Wow, that's very nice. That's very nice. So basically this thing is essentially like, can it be steered? Can the beam be steered? Is it like the Star Trek transporter, basically?
Well, it's a wave, you know. Not to be a shit or anything, but you know, whenever you have a teleporter, you have to have a receiving unit on the other end.
Mm. That's right.
Yeah.
So, you need to have some other station to send it to that one to create a resonance and back.
Yeah.
Again.
It might be a Mount Weather or White House or, you know, he's on the plane, something's going on. He's back in the White House again. I couldn't get on the flight.
Yeah.
TSA was fondling his nutsack or something. Sorry.
He kept coming back for more. No, anyway.
My language keeps getting bad. I keep thinking of a Catholic church, and every time I do, my language gets really descriptive.
Isn't it funny? I've always loved your offline Tourette's that you like. There were times when you were under such stress that you kind of had to, it built up and you had to discharge it during the breaks, and I would play the music and you would go, feckety, feckety, feckety. I'm glad things are more relaxed these days.
Thank you. It's called refined humor. who's hiding in Tahiti? I was like,
yeah,
you know, I mean, really, I'm willing to put $20 down. He doesn't, show up in the United States in the next 2 months.
Well, yeah, that's almost like a certain now. Like, I don't think you're going to see much of him anymore.
No.
They may even say like he's faked his own death and, you know, maybe never really existed in the first place. He could grow a beard. Put on a turban and nobody would know.
let me say for the record, he was never president of the United States. He resided in the White House. He was never president of the United States. And I have a feeling, are we looking at, they might string him up on a tree for treason?
Is that what they mean by treason?
Yeah.
It's so bad. That's like very treasonable.
Yeah. It's, I mean, let's recap. Let's review. What would he possibly be guilty of? I mean, he didn't produce any, birth certificate. He produced two fake ones, correct? He resided in the White House for 8 years, under the guise of being president, under the ruse of being president.
Under the ruse of being a married couple with children.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I mean,
fraudulent.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, he could at least disclose it, but he doesn't have to.
I mean, it's the least of your worries, really.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, Michelle Abomination is a guy. This is fact. Transvestite. The Lincoln Room has been violated yet again. The big thing, Lincoln, I found out from a wonderful person, Lincoln, liked the boys.
So that began a very long tradition, so to speak.
Yeah, which is why the Lincoln Room is so, hailed as staying in the Lincoln Room for those who are, turd burglaring. Or, fudge packing. And I've seen a non-Photoshop picture of Michelle without any pants on. And, one of the first notations was, the White House room doors, the doorways are small. They're small. And, like East Coast small, they're small. And the bathroom was pretty small in itself. And there's Michelle without any clothes on. And guess what? Guess what's up a little higher than the sink?
a generous package?
Yeah. I can say with a high degree of confidence and good odds, Abomination is the receiver.
I mean, it's not really relevant in some way, but it's completely inverted. It's completely perverted, isn't it?
Yeah. He's in the football, not baseball.
How many euphemisms have you got?
Oh, a lot. I've had a real pissy day.
It's been really difficult the last few days. For me, it's been like a real uphill struggle. It's not been easy. And I think I broke my toe yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I stayed off the freeway because my voice was going. I couldn't yell at, my favorite phrase for the week, I think, has been, rolling down the window and saying, they have razor blades for free at CVS. Some of the driver. I mean,
that's oblique. That's very oblique, Will.
I know. These millennial kids are starting to drive.
All right.
And they're driving it like a PS3 or an Xbox. It's really bad. I mean, no common sense, no common sense at all. And, just, it's a mess. I mean, I downshift real quick just so they get in front, just so I can see if they veer off the road or if they spin out. It's just, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, that they have no sense of, you know, four-way stop, you know, forget it. You know, these kids driving, you know, the city's going to come in and just remove all four-way stops just to take the factor out of the equation.
So, they're not fun to drive with. And they're obviously, you know, they're being really competitive rather than just driving along with the road like everybody else should.
Not even competitive like the adolescents in the 80s and 90s. You know, these are more, you know, passive, nice, I'm sure, but can't drive for worth a, you know what, mm-hmm. They can't drive.
Or even less.
I mean, and no common sense. And, you know, I try to hold myself back, not be mean or anything. And I usually keep it short. I just said, just pull over and get off the road. Just get off the road. And all they just look at me like, is he talking to me? But I'm like, just get out, take the key, get off the road, take the key out of the ignition and go to sleep. Millennial kids driving.
Will.
Yeah.
I know. All right. Take a breath. Look, I want to ask you about something. If it's all right with you, and you can say no, and I'm just going to use one word and you can say yes or no. But, I'd really love for you to talk about your life with Sam. Are you okay talking about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just introduce this concept, okay? Cause it's, there was this TV series, cartoon series called, American Dad. And, yes. The character, American Dad was a CIA guy. And, he had this kind of octopus-like, you know, camp, alien, called, what was his name? He was called, no, was it? Not Barry. I can't remember what his name was, but, anyway, he was a rather camp, rather bitchy, alien, depicted as a sort of octopus, but essentially, it was a CIA guy's family, with an alien or an extraterrestrial, living amongst them, like one of the kids.
You know, before you go any further,
please,
knowing the series, there's an extreme amount of parallels with things in my family, besides the obvious, you know, in a lot of the series, a lot of the episodes. And I mean a lot. I mean not self-centered, like, oh, that could apply, you know, not self-centered, but, you know, that could apply to me. That could apply to me. It's more like that was deliberately, specifically noted as, you know, as a thing for my family.
So do you know Seth MacFarlane or one of the writers?
But,
How did they know?
You know, the movie he made, what was it?
Ted. Or what? Paul.
No. The other one, the one with the clown. The clown? Yeah, the clown. He made the one of the guy who was burned really bad and demonic clown.
Oh right, I don't think I saw that one. Anyway.
Oh yeah. It goes back to about 15, 20 years. Yeah, it goes back about 20 years. It was actually very good. Circus clown type. Not the Stephen King,
Yeah. Not that scary one. Okay. But anyway, so.
Or funny.
Back to the Stillings household, right? Can you remember the first day that you met Sam?
I'm not going to do so.
No?
No.
Roger. You know, was his name in the series.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to, because it's like, you know, tracking events is also a big problem. And, you know, as far as, all, you know, just things and stuff. I almost walked too far from the Wi-Fi.
Oh, right. this is
no,
the,
no, no.
You went off the edge of the planet. Okay. No problem.
I can recall some, certain events and stuff, you know, backyard stuff, garage stuff, down the street stuff, desert stuff. One story I've said before, you know, I learned how to, pick up a TV with, you know, the antiquate or the phrase, a flash gun, or basically looks like a chrome color device with nothing on it. No lenses, no nothing. one of the things I learned to do was when it was picked up, with the flash gun, the TV didn't work afterwards. The CRT didn't work afterwards because the big electron tube in the back was, bent the way it was, picked up. And basically had to do the device to where hologram or whatever, but where you would tune it or pick it up throughout the glass and, you know, use the glass part as for it to pick up with. And,
so did it have a distorted field, like a more concentrated field in the middle where the glass was? Or was the glass quite in a crossing a kind of boundary that one part would be distorted? Sorry.
Limits. No, you couldn't see anything. It just, it would just, you know, just pick up, you know, it would just,
And was it amplifying your desire? Or was it something that was stereo?
It does, yeah, kind of, but, you know, there's basic, controls which would, use a euphemism would pop up. Elevate, above, or whatever. Usually red.
Fabulous.
Gears and dials, yeah.
Fabulous.
However you wanted it. Those are very wrong questions. Sam is a, awesome, interested, like all grays or most grays, in, what makes good development, making good development, things good, happy, conscious, related, curve, things congenial, developmental, good things, but the German craps aren't. And, Deadly Rampage in the heart of London. What happened?
Yeah, well, it was another one of those things, another one of those, events, stuff goes on that shouldn't have gone on and people talk in really strange ways. Eyewitnesses. Eyewitnesses with the big round eyes. Have you seen those people? Yeah, that's right. You used the right word. MK. Those MK eyes, those big saucepan eyes.
Yeah, the same witness who sees four different multiple things at the same moment in different places.
Yeah. It's the language that they use. It's like, you know, you and I speak a conversational language. If I said, you know, if I described what was going to go on, I would see it from my perspective and I would describe it from my perspective. But these people sound like they're reading somebody's, statement, you know, the statement the police take, you know, and I walked across there and I noticed there's all these sort of literary terms rather than conversational terms. And, it just makes me think, that's just the guy with the big saucer MKIs. Somebody's writing that and they're writing it very badly. You know, and I wonder, is that an AI that's writing this crap? Because it's really bad. And like nobody's like editing it saying, just a minute, nobody's going to say this. Who do you think you take people for? Yeah. Anyway, these are my musings. Cause, you know, we know.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's unreal. I mean, it's disturbing, you know, now the Republicans are in office, that the crap is still continuing, you know? I mean, why are the PSYOPs, false flags still happening?
Because you gotta get them all, because they'll just keep going until the end and they won't give up, because they're stupid. Okay? Isn't it? You know, basically they've lost. So. Yeah. Just give up because it's stupid. Anyhow, apparently Rockefeller has died at 101.
I was shocked. I kept thinking about it. I sort of interpreted it. You know, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I've been, you know, thinking about the guy a little too much. Yeah. And he kicked off. What, he had like 60 heart transplants?
7 hearts and they all rejected him. So finally, nothing could be placed there that would do anything to pump the blood. They all refused.
They should have sewn in a big old granite rock.
So what they've probably done is replaced his entire body with a kind of robotic arm with his head on the stick and his lungs, and the, they feed him cigarettes every 3 years.
Drama, head in a jar.
Head in a jar, yeah.
Hey, it's Carter. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, how did the, you know, well, when I say how, there are stories that must go round. I mean, there is, maybe it's like, do you think he's been involved in similar projects? McFarlane, I'm talking about.
Who?
Seth MacFarlane.
His stuff is pretty advanced. I'm sure he worked around and did a few things, that not in the general public, stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was translated because a lot of the stuff is very, spot on. Visually, there's some things which are pretty damn close.
Mm.
You know, you're working with the old long wave technology, and there's just certain things, you know, people just don't, think of. Yeah. You know, unless you've seen it, unless you've like, when Andy described the two parentheses, you know, for the, you know, for the, you know, for one of the,
Is that a plasma generator?
No.
The plasma wave one?
No. Oh. No, just for the teleporter.
The teleporter.
You can't fake that. I mean, you know, Fibonacci, golden ratio. Yeah. There's quite a few devices, older devices, which very much have that, that shape and have to. And, you know, you're working with a wave, a living wave. And, it's like, there's been a few of his movies. I can't remember what, let me look it up. Seth MacFarlane. Hold on. Seth MacFarlane, clown. Hold on.
Yeah, actually, as we speak, American Dad is on British TV, and it's the episode where Bush Jr. gets drunk. Get this, Brett. Gets drunk and strips and runs nude down the street. And that's exactly what you talk about doing.
But I'd be sober.
Yeah, you'd be sober because, you know, you are the official, what can I say, the insider streaker. The Naked Insider. Yeah. Hey, that would be a good... If you ever write a book, you would be the Naked Insider. There we go.
Ooh, Naked Insider.
Yeah, nice, isn't it? Sexy.
Hi. I'm the Naked Insider.
Yeah.
You're going to have a first eye witness view into, Mark, let's see. Filmography. I'm going to pull up the movie in just a second.
Meanwhile, Brett is pulling movies up. This is quite amazing, really. Are you doing all this from your iPhone?
Yeah, I'm doing it on my phone. Hold on. Seth MacFarlane, Hellboy.
Hellboy? Did he make Hellboy?
No, it wasn't Hellboy. Hold on. Universal.
Hang on, do you want my music? I got some pause music. Nicholas. You found it yet?
No. It's not showing it.
It's not. All right.
But listen, it was a movie about a guy who died or something, and there was a psychic clown.
Sorry. Guy dies, there's a psychic clown. Somebody, it's actually the, somebody in the chat room will know. A psychic clown.
Right. A sidekick clown trying to train the guy. And, damn it. No, he looks too young to have written.
Maybe this is somebody else that you're thinking about.
I'm just not the movie savvy guy.
No.
MacFarlane movie.
MacFarlane. Hang on, let me do it for you. Look, Google is your friend, and it's mine as well. Seth MacFarlane and, clown movie. There we go. Let me do that. Let me just Google that for you. Mark Wahlberg's guys, you know, Todd MacFarlane's. Violator? Fictional supervillain? No. He's doing the Flintstones reboot, it seems. There we go. What is that? The movies.
Oh, God.
Ted, Family Guy, Million Ways to Die in the West, American Dad, Ted, The Cleveland Show, other works, four interviews, films.
This came out in the 90s, this movie.
Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it's someone. Maybe it was a Simpsons writer or something.
No,
you're not talking about is that Matt Groening?
No.
But anyway, back to American Dad, back to Sam. I was wondering if he taught you how to mind speak.
We're not going to go there.
We can't go there, either. Okay.
No.
All right, no problem.
There are other ways to talk, but
That's okay.
Other people, I can't find it. Hold on. What was the movie where the guy, like, the clown, the sidekick clown does, like, kids' birthday parties and is really demented.
Are you talking about The Simpsons and you're talking about Krusty the Clown?
No.
No.
It's Krusty. No, I'm talking about the evil, demented, alcoholic clown.
Still sounds like The Simpsons clown.
Yeah, but this was in the 90s. It was a movie. It was a Seth MacFarlane movie.
Oh.
And
Mm-hmm.
You know, the black guy was the main character.
Not A Million Ways to... The Cleveland Show. No. No. Mr. Lee is crew. Soundtrack. He's done lots of soundtracks.
I got SpongeBob House Tour.
Robot Chicken? No.
No, it wasn't a TV series. It was a full-fledged movie.
Lyra's saying Del Toro did Hellboy.
No. McFarlane.
Okay. A film called Magic?
No.
No? Sidekick clown movie. No.
Now you just got me mad.
You're down in a, take a breath in through your nose.
This is annoying. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a movie. It was really good. It was based on a comic book thing. It came out in the 90s.
Right. Well, his stuff starts at 2005. We don't see. I'm looking at IMDb, but it's all like 2005 to 2006. All right,
was there another McFarlane or?
Maybe another McFarlane.
Yeah, another McFarlane.
Yeah, different McFarlane. Well, that is a long story.
I watched it over and over. I mean, it was the guy tracks down the clown, or, you know, the clown says, now I have to do a little show. And, you know, so he goes to he's like on the other side of the fence and then walks in to do the kid's birthday party. And, slight superpower magic or whatever pulls out sort of things which grosses out some kids. Some kids laugh, blah, blah, blah. God. This is annoying.
Annoying, yeah. Billy Smart Circus? No.
No.
Have circus in it. Hang on.
No. It was.
But it's not a serial insane clown killer.
No. Stop it. No.
Okay. Bozo the clown.
It was. No.
No.
No. No.
Krusty the clown. I'm going to go through clowns now. There's Krusty. There's Bozo. There's who else is there?
Hold on.
Clown is a
McFarlane movie. Clown.
Oh, hang on. There's, no. I'm looking at, I'm seeing all sorts of,
Spawn.
Got Spawn. It? Who is it?
Spawn.
Spawn.
McFarlane. Spawn. S-P-A-W-N.
Spawn. Spawn. Oh, that's creepy.
God.
Character. Clown.
Yeah.
Spawn clown. Ah. Big fat evil looking clown. Ah, right. Now we have it. Big teeth.
Yeah.
And, kiss makeup on.
Yeah. He doesn't have to pay taxes going on stage.
Really?
Yeah. That's why Kiss, dressed up.
What?
In this, it was a 70s, 60s tax law. If you dressed comically like a circus or something, you didn't have to pay taxes.
No way.
Yeah.
Fabulous. What a fabulous story.
It was why they would dress up in comical outfits, so they wouldn't have to pay taxes.
Another rock and roll mystery solved.
Oh, this is common knowledge, I think.
Well, it depends where you're common.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, the United States. So Spawn was the movie.
There we go. Spawn.
So now you remember the movie?
No, Seth never watched McFarlane. It though. Didn't watch it.
All right, Seth MacFarlane made the movie.
Ah, go ahead.
Yeah, so he's definitely been around before 2005. So now, so MacFarlane,
you broke up a bit, Mike.
Oh, I said penis. Can I say penis? Hold on.
Todd, hang on. It's Todd McFarlane wrote the comic book. Todd, not Seth.
All right.
Is that like an older brother relation, or maybe just like
I don't know. But at least I remember. John Leguizamo. What guy's a good actor? I mean, look at. You wouldn't recognize the guy. I mean, what a diverse actor. The guy, you know, he plays the, in Ice Age, he plays the weasel or the sloth.
Yeah, but there's not much of an acting role, isn't it? Well, I mean, it's a voice acting. Must be good.
Oh, you download the movie, watch the movie. This is really sad.
Yeah. I know. This is a very, very sad conversation between two people.
Yeah.
Born in our era. Yeah. But anyway, do go. Cause I said, you know, everything's got this message, isn't it? Hasn't it?
Yeah. You think Abomination's going to be back in the United States? I'm wondering. I'm asking. I want to know. You think? I mean, the guy committed the worst of treason. The worst. The worst of treason, as I knew he would.
Well, I've known you several years, and you've always had a very disparaging word for Mr. Obama, even when everybody was thinking, "Oh, things are going to get better. Oh, time for a change." You're going, "Nah."
I'm like, no. I mean, it's just common sense.
Yeah, when you know what people know, people know, then.
Truckloads of drugs he's run.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's getting other people to do it.
Oh yeah. So have you heard about this other part to this? Now let's see if I can find it.
What?
Well, there is a,
is there something new?
There's a boat, called Lady Michelle. Okay. Hey, have you heard about this? 4.2 tons of seized cocaine from the President Obama-linked fishing vessel named Lady Michelle on the 16th of February 2017.
Recent?
Recent.
I didn't know.
Yeah. This is all coming together, you see.
All right, is this why he's hiding now?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Oh, well, there always has to be a backstory, doesn't there?
Well, what do you know?
What do you know, eh? Isn't it?
Now, does it make sense? Pretty much everything I've said has been spot on.
Oh yeah. I know you've been telling the truth. You know, you've got no reason to lie to me. What's your agenda? Like, I don't know. You haven't. There's a thing. You have to say things because you're told to say things.
Last year I said the guy's run more drugs than anyone.
Yeah.
Really? 4 tons of coke?
Yeah, on the Lady Michelle. The boat is called Lady Michelle.
On his boat. This is his boat.
Something like, hang on. The St. Vincent registration showed it being owned by the Argyle International Airport Development Company, and whom the U.S. Coast Guard returned custody to under existing international treaties, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
who's
it
blocked? Yeah, that's right. All right. Critical to note about the Argyle International Airport Development Company, though, this report says, is that its sole business is the Argyle International Airport on St. Vincent, whose first ever flight was on 14th of February by a private charter aircraft from Mexico, and that upon this charter plane's arrival, the Lady Michelle was in port awaiting departure, and whose true or real purpose has long been suspected for smuggling purposes.
Oh wow. All right, so
nice, eh?
He basically owns the boat.
something like that, or you know, he's like leases it or something, like renting it under this shell company.
Oh, that's wow. Right. Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, because you know they you know they distance themselves for it, you know, with a company. You know, you buy one off the shelf, it costs a few $1,000, and boom, you rent an airplane, and you rent a boat, and you move things around, and then you dispose of it, and nobody knows the difference. Or they never used to, anyway.
Wow. Yeah, no, really.
How is it that I know this stuff? I don't know. Anyway.
Wow. Well, if anything, I mean, really, it's, you know, it's a sad state of affairs when somebody produces two fake birth certificates and still stays in the White House. What is wrong with society?
Well, it's just a show.
What is wrong with
it? You know,
what is wrong with it?
They live amongst us.
I told you he wouldn't be able to stay in Trump Towers as the new White House because they can't have the kind of hardware off-premise.
No. They probably had to explain that to him. Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
I love these conversations that you can imagine them having.
They would have to explain to the United States, to the states, what kind of equipment it is, blah, 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 blah. And just can't be done.
So. Anyway, Are you all right there? Do you want to move on or because it's about an hour.
Yeah. What other fun topic? Well, I think it's interesting. His kids, the kids, mm-hmm. Who are almost 18, or close to 18, but the real father is pushing to have the kids back. Any explanation as to, you know, he produced fake kids. This is very disturbing. I mean, the fact that it saw the light of day is like, I'm like, told you so.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, that there are certain, there's a lot of agencies that are involved, and one by one, the layer of lies that each of those agencies has laid is being peeled away. It seems.
Yeah.
One of those balls that you make in the office out of rubber bands.
Hold on.
I'm holding. No, I'm not going to hold on that long. I'm just going to breathe because he used me. No. All right. Okay. That's good. So let's have some more of this. Actually, I should put some music on. I'll put a nice piece of music on. Let me see.
All right, here we go.
Oh, what's that?
I ran into the pizza guy where my paycheck was delayed on my deposit, and I stopped by I was at the gas station. And I asked him for a couple dollars for gas, and he gave me 10.
Oh, that's very sweet of him.
He was delivering pizza, and I said, which one do you work at? He says, it's the only one in town. So I'd been stopping by it for the last 3 weeks to have the off chance of seeing them.
Oh, I see, because they got loads of riders, yeah. Oh, that's really nice of him.
Yeah, so I was going to give him $20, but I can't do it right now because basically I'd sent everything out on my payments and stuff and you know things and stuff but I went
so
on
you
mute,
were, you were going to pay him back but you couldn't because you haven't got any money.
Yeah,
maybe you could borrow some more money off him so that you can pay it back to him later.
Oh, stop it.
You could become a whole kind of Western economy.
I so tried to get money back to people. You know, I really do.
It's so easy to spend, though.
Well, I'm very frugal and I keep it in my mind. You know, I've grown out of the adolescence or the type of thing of, I put it aside and I do follow through if it's there, you know, if it's viable, if I can do it, I do. And, but I'm still trying. I'm gonna, I'll give him 20. I'll stop by tomorrow and I'll give him 20.
Bless his
and,
heart.
He almost didn't remember. I'm like, you remember it was at the gas station just up the street. I asked you for a couple dollars and you gave me a 10. And he goes, I think I remember you. And I'm like, it should be something you shouldn't forget, you know, would forget because like, but.
Well, casting is bread upon waters, you know, as they say. You, gather ducks around you. Have you gone? Is that it? What's happened to the radio? Well, either he's muted, he needs to talk to somebody. Anyway, let's put some tunes on. Yeah.